House Bill 1086, an act to provide for a refund of tuition and fees for certain nurses.
House Bill 1086, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Klinsky.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, House Bill 1086 is a bill to encourage nurses to work in South Dakota. I did receive a communication from the South Dakota Board of Regents. They were interested in supporting the intent of the bill, but which is basically to provide a state-funded bonus to professionals who are providing a vital health care service to the state and its citizens. However, they pointed out that approximately one half of the cost per credit hour in state universities lie in the required fees. The original bill only mentioned tuition. Out of respect for the consideration of the regents and recognizing their concerns, the bill was amended in committee to include tuition and fees. So the bill we are currently considering is a bill to encourage nurses to work in South Dakota and would involve a repayment of some of the tuition and fees. The South Dakota Department of Labor and the Colleges in Caring Consortium, their report on the need and supply of registered nurses in South Dakota showed that the average age of South Dakota nurses is 45, with 45% over age 46, that out-of-state employers were heavily recruiting South Dakota nurses, and that 83% of South Dakota employers reported nursing vacancies, a good part of which were in towns of 5,000 or less. The South Dakota Board of Regents information pointed out that in the year 2000, there were 250-year, four-year baccalaureate nursing graduates from SDSU and the four private South Dakota colleges, but only 101, which is less than half, were employed in South Dakota. In many cases, only about a third of a school's graduates were working in South Dakota, although Presentation and Huron graduates had a much better percentage. Two-year associate programs at USD and the five other colleges in South Dakota had a better record. Of the 185 graduates of the two-year program, 125 were actually working in South Dakota. Dakota West End had the best record. They kept 27 of 29 associate degree nurses working in South Dakota. The other great shortage nationwide is in nursing instructors. And I realize that there's a possibility of a program trying to turn out more nurses. I guess I think that it would be wise for South Dakota to look into providing distance learning classes for nurses, since we do have our DDN network and our current nursing instructors could be utilized in that program. We do already have a successful pilot project in this area. The SEED program at Presentation College, which was financed by a federal grant, does operate in a distance learning setup. With House Bill 1086, you would not have to wait a year or two to have more nurses trained, but instead would encourage more of our current nursing graduates to work in South Dakota in an area of critical need. They would thus receive help in paying for their tuition expenses. After working in South Dakota for 3 years, they could receive 75% of their first year tuition and fees costs, up to a cap of $5,000 total. At 5, 7, and 9 years, they would again receive incentives to continue working in South Dakota. Any licensed nurse graduating from any accredited college or university, whether public or private, whose nursing employment begins after May 1st of 2002, would be eligible if she was working in South Dakota in an area of critical need as determined by the Department of Health. If we use federal considerations, probably all of South Dakota would be considered area of critical need. Funding would be from the interest earned on the IGT Healthcare Trust Fund. I realize that this year that interest, $649,901, has been allocated to this year's budget. However, though eligible nurses could begin working in South Dakota as early as sometime after May 1st of this year, there would be no payment made until after they had worked in South Dakota for 3 years. That particular fund is at $48 million now, is scheduled to be $75 million in September. Projected interest earnings could be up to $2.5 million. So this 3-year delay before any payment is made certainly enables us to plan ahead, and we'd have no need to collect funds other than that. I did hand out to all of you a summary of what the bill does and a chart that shows the tuition and fees total and the type of payment that could be made to nurses who work in South Dakota. I think it's really fortunate to have a couple of bills in our agenda today that deal with nurses and more nurses in South Dakota. This particular bill is a nurse retention bill. I'd encourage you to support both it and House Bill 1258, which is a recruiting bill to keep nurses in, to get nurses interested
Time.
In education.
Hargan-Shields.
And also to help them by repaying loans during their first few years after graduation by actually working in South Dakota. So that would take care of the immediate time after graduation, and House Bill 1086 picks up at the three-year point when students have, when the graduate nurse has already been working in South Dakota, and rewards those nurses who continue to work in South Dakota up to a 10-year period. So I urge your support of the bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1086. Hearing, excuse me, Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I will be brief. I certainly respect Representative Glinsky and what she is attempting to do here in addressing a very critical problem in our state. But as I read this bill, I frankly have some concerns with it. And for that reason, I'm going to oppose House Bill 1086. I think my concerns are really twofold. The first is really the length of period it would take to earn this tuition reimbursement. It may be up to 10 years before a nurse who would qualify under this program could earn fully the reimbursement that's offered within it. And I frankly think that 10 years is unrealistic. I don't know that you can convince anybody in any profession or any job this year to make a 10-year commitment to a particular area or to a particular job. And I think that the need that we have is for nurses right now. That's the critical need. And so I think that for us to be able to meet that need, any kind of reimbursement may need to be shortened, and shortened significantly. Secondly, I think it's fair to point out that we really are making, in a sense, an open-ended commitment here. While we are asking for a $500,000 appropriation, there is simply no limitation on the number of nurses who can participate. And as I see by the language of the bill, we say $500,000 or whatever amount is necessary. We could see a fairly significant raid on the state treasury, which we may not be able to afford under the current language of the bill. The final thing that really concerns me is that we have not really identified, in my view, just who would be eligible as a nurse. We're leaving that as a really up to the Department of Health, and I think that the state legislature needs to make more of a determination in that area. Are we going to determine the eligibility based upon the geographic area that they might be practicing in, the specialty they might be practicing in, or even the type of facility that they might be practicing in? Those are fairly significant questions that I think need to be answered that simply aren't addressed in this bill, and for that reason I would urge the House's opposition to 1086.
Thank Further you. Remarks, Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I rise in support of this bill, and the one reason I truly rise in support of it is I've been to many, many meetings this year talking about the nursing shortage, talking about what are we going to do about it. We're talking about half of our class left in January and went to Mayo Clinic. I was just in the hospital here in Pierre, and the nursing student who worked with me said she'd had offers from Kansas City, from Mayo Clinic, and from Avira McKinnon in Sioux Falls. I think those are some hard decisions for people to make, but I also see this as we talked about, well, we should really, really, if we're going to make nursing loans, we should put huge penalties on them in case they go somewhere else. Big hospitals don't care. They buy them out. But for people who want to stay in South Dakota, this is the answer. And it's well known that if somebody is a nurse in South Dakota for 10 years, they're much less apt to leave. And we are paying them for being here. We're not paying them to go to school. We're paying them for nursing in South Dakota, the same way we are talking about paying teachers for teaching. I think this is a good way. You prove you're going to stay here, and then we're going to help you get back some of your loans, money, and fees. And if you stay here 10 years, you get it all. So I think this is an excellent bill, and I would encourage you to vote for this one and for Representative Huntoff's bill, which is another way at coming after getting rid of the nursing shortage in the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1086? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1086. This bill does contain a special appropriation and therefore would require a two-thirds majority vote. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1086.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 29, nays 38, excused 3.
House Bill 1086, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.